Rededication. The story of Hanukkah is multi-leveled. Some of it is pretty, some of it is not pretty, and all of it we can learn from. It's frequently called the Festival of Lights because lights are lit and there's a miracle. What else is new in the Middle East about oil and the oil lasting? And I guess if you can make the oil last 8 times longer than you thought it should, you've gone green really early. But it operates on an awful lot of other levels that are not that comfortable. It's one of the reasons why it's not a big synagogue holiday. It's been repurposed into a family holiday of song and of joy, of thanksgiving. But its origins are uncomfortably familiar. In Ecclesiastes, it says that there is nothing new under the sun. So imagine, if you will, that there is a great Western power, accomplished in science, in philosophy, in politics, with a culture that is fantastic and amazing, and that this culture wants to reach out with the benefits of its learning and its science and its accomplishments into the far corners of the earth. And a far corner of the earth in those days was the Middle East. And so there was a fruitful kind of noblesse oblige occupation, and they believed that they were doing good in spreading the word from the West. But some of the people who lived there, as we used to call them in the Peace Corps, the host country nationals, weren't that happy to be hosting and weren't that happy with the influence of those great cultural, scientific, and intellectual gifts of the West. They just as soon, some of them, pass. They lived in relative peace for a while, until one of the local governors who had been enrolled by the Western power kind of turned egomaniacal and corrupt and started abusing his power and authority. And some of the people said, just a second, they're taking away our culture. They're taking away our religion. And they're taking away things that are fundamental to who we are as a people. But that Western power didn't understand that. And the host country nationals, some of them said, just a second, our religion is much more important. It's more important than culture. It's more important than science. It's really more important than life. And so some of them rebelled and revolted and fought against what they saw as the occupiers, even though the occupiers saw themselves as bringing gifts from the West. And the way that they fought wasn't always fair. They used tactics that today we would call terror against the foreign occupiers and against the mercenaries of the foreign occupiers. And they used terror even against their own people when they found them to be complicit, when they found them to be not religious enough, not fundamentalistic enough, not militant enough. And so there was an improbable military victory that these rebels and terrorists won against a great Western power that outmanned them, that had more education, that had more science, that had better weapons. And we, of course, thank God today that that would never happen in modern times, that that kind of example of insensitivity and arrogance and not being able to read the terrain is something that happened 2,000 years ago, and there are really no lessons to be learned. Well, maybe a couple. Maybe a couple. One of them is kind of the rest of the story, because the Maccabees won their military victory, and they cleaned out the temple that had been despoiled, had statues of Zeus in it, had unclean animal sacrifices in it, and they established their own kingdom because they won that military victory. But it was short-lived, because eventually they had to make accommodations with what was then modernity. And the truth is that there has been a fruitful relationship between Judaism and Hellenistic civilization for the last 2,000 years. Not always easy, not always peaceful, but each fed off of the other to create a synthesis that we all of every faith live with today. Because that marriage of the Middle East and of Hellenism and Hellenistic civilization gave birth to Philo Judaicus of Alexandria and the beginning of a fusion of Middle Eastern theology and religion and Greek philosophy and religion. It gave birth to the midwiving of Christianity from a Middle Eastern religion into first a European religion and a world religion. It gave birth to the Renaissance, to the Golden Age of Jews and Muslims working together, and we live with it today. The lessons of Hanukkah being, it's not enough to dedicate a building once. It has to be rededicated. It's not enough to win a military victory. A military victory is never the end of a story. We have to rededicate ourselves over and over again. A temple only stands as a symbol of hopes and of aspirations. The real temple is internal. And so we ask ourselves, what are the values that we have that are worth fighting for, that are worth maybe dying for, that are worth living for? And by what means can we legitimately pursue them? Are there no limits or are there some limits? We also need to examine what happens after the war. What happens after either the illusion of victory or the illusion of defeat? Because there are no final victories. As long as we live, there are no final defeats. We search to make peace, to learn from the past, to learn about ourselves in terms of our own values. We don't fight for the brick. We don't fight for the candles. We fight for something that is ineffable and inexpressible in our souls, in who we are and how we express through the works of our hands who we are and what we value. Short-term goals, everybody needs them, but they need to be touched by long-term, deeply held values that put limits on our arrogance and opens our eyes and our hearts to others and helps inform us as we move forward, hopefully, and I mean that in the adverbial sense, hopefully moving forward towards a light that we strike, a light that we nourish, a flame that illuminates and doesn't burn, a fire that warms and does not consume. A light and a beacon calling us to values and calling us to express those values in the darkest of times, in the most frightening of times, that we may lead ourselves and each other to a new tomorrow.